and the pink mustache has been spotted on Wall Street. The ride-hailing company Lyft went public today, valued at an eye-popping $24 billion, and shares jumped up as soon as they went on the market. Co-founder Logan Green told CNBC today that the company has room to run.
You know, if you look at the entire ride-sharing industry, it still makes up less than 1% of all vehicle miles traveled. So again, we're just scratching the surface of what we can do.
Michael Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Peter.
So Lyft, $24 billion. It has not made a profit. What do investors see in it?
Well, you said the magic word in the introduction, and it's growth. Investors love a good growth story. Now, Lyft hasn't posted a profit. Last year, it lost more than $900 million.
Wow.
But its sales are really growing quite robustly. They doubled last year to about $2.2 billion. So the bet, the hope, is that those sales will grow at a faster clip than expenses, and the profits will be there one day in the future.
Lyft is just one of the big tech IPOs that are expected this year. Uber is coming up next. Airbnb is on the docket. There's the office messaging platform Slack, which we use here, by the way. Are all these IPOs normal?
This is expected to be an exceptionally strong year for IPOs. The estimates are anywhere from about $80 billion to $100 billion of issuance this year. And that would rank it as one of the biggest IPO years in history as far as the total value of the stock that's been sold.
Now, you have written in Bloomberg that the bankers seem to be whispering in the ears of these unicorns, and a unicorn is a company that's valued at $1 billion, telling them that the grass is high in public markets and now is the time to graze because a drought is coming. That is ominous and it's evocative. What do you mean by it?
Yeah, that's just my flowery way of describing what is a common suspicion on Wall Street whenever there's a huge IPO or a very heavy year of various IPOs like this,
yeah,
is that people start to worry that the private investors in these companies and their advisors think that this bull market in stocks, which is 10 years old now, one of the oldest we've seen, that it can't go on forever, that they really have to come to the market now to sell those shares while the sentiment is strong and prices are high.
So are you saying that these companies and that Wall Street can see something that the rest of us can't?
Again, it's just describing that suspicion, that concern that traders have. But I will say that the last time we saw IPO issuance this strong in the neighborhood of $100 billion, which is what it's expected to be this year, that was in 1999 and 2007, and those were right before really nasty bear markets. So that, coupled with some of the other concerning things going on in the economy, is sort of all coming together to make people a little bit worried about all this issuance.
So if that's true and a slowdown is coming, wouldn't these companies know that they would suffer if they went public just before a big downturn in the stock market?
Well, the companies would, but think of from the perspective of the investors that put a lot of money into them as private companies.
They'd get paid out.
They want to get paid out,
yeah,
right?
I see. All right, Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. It is a pleasure to speak with you as always.
Thank you, Peter.